Hey, Chiche, it's Shay.
Lissetti.
And Eliana.
Here to give you all the buzz.
Hey everyone, it's Shay, here to talk to you about human interests here at HHA. First, we'll be talking about one of our lesser-known clubs at HHA. That club is Science Olympiad. I am a member of this club, but we'll be interviewing some of the original members. Please welcome Valeri and Eli.
Hello, I'm Valeri.
And I'm Eli.
So, what made you interested in joining Science Olympiad?
I was interested in science, and I thought that it would be nice to go to competitions and learn more.
I had done Science Olympiad earlier in elementary school, and I thought.
So, how do the competitions work?
The competitions work where everybody does different events, and they have to get the most questions right to win in them, and you get medals based on what place you get.
So, are all the events tests, or what type of events do they offer?
There are lab events, there are test events, and there's also build events.
Excited for it. It's a lot harder than our past competitions, and I'm excited to just try hardest, see if we can get the best places we can in the events.
It'd be nice if we get a medal.
Cool. Thank you so much for joining us. Moving on to a very new, very special addition to our podcast moving forward. People say people with gray hair are wise, but what about the people with no hair? HHA's bald teachers will be coming together in each episode following this one. Mr. Joyner, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lorman, and Mr. Lucas will be joining us to answer your deepest questions about life and the universe that you can ask outside of room 309. They call themselves the wise ones and felt their opinions needed to be heard. Their bald wisdom will be shared with everyone. Since this is their first time, we'll use one example question and they will each answer. In future episodes, they will each get a different question. The example question is, what is the best thing about being bald? Mr. Lorman decided to make a ranked list for us. The list is as follows. Number 1, financially cheaper due to no haircuts, shampoo, and conditioner, or brushes, combs, and other styling items. Number 2, time efficient, no daily time spent fixing or washing his hair. He shaves his head once per week, which is about 10 minutes of time. Number three, his words not mine, his hair before was terrible. He looks better without hair, bald is beautiful. Number 4, no dandruff. Number 5, people can find him easier. Mr. Lucas answered, no maintenance. He doesn't ever have to worry about a bad hair day. Mr. Lucas also wanted to share that he came from a long line of proud bald men, and his father, who was also bald, obviously, always said, God only made a few perfect heads. He put hair on the rest of them. Mr. Lee added that his favorite part is the thousands saved on shampoo. Thanks for listening. I look forward to hearing their knowledge moving forward.
Hey Hornets, hope you guys are keeping healthy. We know this is the time of year when a lot of people get sick, so just be cautious and make sure you're keeping your hands off of anything unsafe. I'm back to talk about sports, and this time I'll also have an interview with Kennedy from our new Pep and Cheer squad. This is the part where you cheer.
Yay!
Track and field will be starting soon. There was a practice and interest meeting on Friday of last week, and if you still want to join, you need to talk to Mr. Joyner before the end of this week. Girls volleyball just played a doubleheader and won all of their games, and the basketball teams had a lot of great games so far. The boys team is really showing their grit, and the girls team just took home their second win of the year. The girls' team has a record of 2 wins to 5 losses, while the boys' team have a record of 6 wins to 1 loss. Congrats to them both. Listen for the morning announcements to hear when you can catch the next volleyball and basketball games. Pep and Cheer is a new club that's been introduced here at HHA, and today I'll be doing an interview with the team founder, Kennedy Gums. How are you doing today, Kennedy?
I'm good.
That's good. As HHA's first Pep and Cheer founder, what do you want to bring to our school that we don't already have?
I think that we need, like, cheerleaders because, like, there's a lot of sports that we have, and, like, there's not a lot of cheerleaders, like, for our sports.
Yeah, I agree. Should we expect to see you guys cheering at sports events and things like that, or will you have separate performances?
For separate performances, we're thinking about, like, having, a performance at the end of the year, like, because, like, there's some 8th graders that are on the team, and, like, we want them to be able to have, like, the opportunity to have a performance before they leave. And sports events, we're working on that still. We might be cheering at track and field games and possibly baseball.
Okay. What would you say to people who might be trying to start a club but have difficulty really getting it started?
Just look for people that are like interested, because it's a lot of work trying to find people and put them together in a group. And maybe just like have people that are there to support you, because like sometimes if you want to start a club, it can be hard to like have people that support you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for your time. We're excited to see this new club get set into motion. For now, I'll be passing the mic to Eliana.
Hi, everybody. It's Eliana back again to talk about HHH's arts and entertainment. HHH's chess team is doing great and is going to the Nationals to represent HHH in a chess tournament next month. We hope that they do well and send our luck with them. We would like to mention that because spring break is starting, you should return any books that you have checked out to the library so that other people can enjoy them over the spring break. Speaking of spring break, we did a circle question poll asking people what are they most looking forward to over spring break. And some of the more common answers were sleeping, going on trips, a few students will be celebrating birthdays, and many other students said relaxation. Miss Nev, in particular, said bowling and mini golf with her family. Sorry, said hitting and going to arcade. We also polled the entire sixth grade about homework, specifically if there should be more, less, or the same amount of homework as there is now. And here are the results. In Mr. Farber's class, one person said that they wanted there to be more homework, 11 people said they were happy with the amount of homework they had, and 16 people said they wanted there to be less homework. In Core 2 of Mr. Farber's class, one person said that there should be more homework, 5 people said they were happy with the amount of homework they had, and 20 people said they wanted there to be less homework. Lastly, in Mr. Farber's Core 3 class, yet again, only one person wanted there to be more homework. 7 people were happy with the amount of homework that they had, and 19 people wanted there to be less homework. We asked Jaden, a student who wanted there to be more homework, why he wanted more homework, and his reason was that because homework makes us smarter, and if I'm smarter, then I don't have to work as hard in the future. This is very true and a smart reason for wanting more homework. We would also like to mention that compared to the 55 people wanting less homework, there were 23 people who were happy with the amount of homework that the teachers are giving. It's only a 32-student difference, but just goes to show that you should trust what the teachers say is good for you. But spring break means no homework, and we wish all of you a relaxing and fun break away from school.
Looks like this brings us to the end of another Buzz podcast episode. This is Shay,
Lissetti,
and Eliana,
signing off.
Credits to Alexis for edits on this podcast.